Britain's Home Secretary John Reid said today traces of radiation have been found in a dozen sites in that country, and another dozen are being monitored. Reid also said that three more jetliners are being examined for possible radiation contamination. Earlier, it was reported that very low traces of radiation were found on two British Airways planes. Police discovered the radiation during the investigation into the death of former Russian spy Alexander Litvinenko, who died in a London hospital a week ago of radiation poisoning. NPR's Rob Gifford is in London. So, Rob, now we have five planes that are under suspicion.
That's right. Only two, it should be said, have been confirmed of having any kind of radiation on board. And British Airways and the British government are stressing that the health risk to the public is very low. Despite that, though, they have named four flights that they're very concerned about, and about 800 people who are on those flights between Moscow and London at the end of October and early November. And they're trying to trace all of those people. After those dates as well, there were more than 200 flights that these aircraft took around Europe. And that would expand the number of people who could have been exposed to radiation to more than 30,000. So it's something of a logistical nightmare for British Airways at the moment.
So in addition to this news on the planes, what's the latest on the investigation into Litvinenko's death?
Well, John Reid, the Home Secretary, the man in charge of interior affairs here in Britain, has made a statement to Parliament today, and he said that of 24 sites that they're interested in, mainly in London, 12 have shown signs of radiation. They have discovered radiation there. They're continuing to investigate that. There are 18 people who've been sent for further radiological assessments. The post-mortem on Mr. Litvinenko's body is going to start tomorrow. The inquest actually opens today, but that's going to be an ongoing inquest that's going to depend a lot on the police investigation. So there's a lot of activity, as you can tell, here in London.
So back to these passenger aircraft. The flights in question began October 25th, but as I recall, Litvinenko didn't fall ill until early November, right?
That's exactly right. And that is causing some of the people in the Russian dissident community here in London to point the finger even more at Moscow and at the Putin government. You'll recall Mr. Litvinenko accused Vladimir Putin himself of poisoning him. And now the dissident community are saying this shows, not definitively, of course, and the Russian government has denied involvement, but the dissidents certainly think that someone could have been on a flight from Moscow with the poison, with the radiation in the days before Mr. Litvinenko fell ill.
And now there's word of another prominent Russian citizen suffering from a mysterious illness.
That's right. And not just a citizen. He's the former Prime Minister, Igor Gaidar, who fell sick on Friday in Dublin. He apparently collapsed. He's now back in Moscow with a rather unexplained illness. And the link for him is that it was his former security service bodyguard who was one of the men who met Alexander Litvinenko on November the 1st, the day that Litvinenko fell ill. And so, as they say, the plot thickens daily.
Indeed it does. NPR's Rob Gifford in London, thanks very much.
Thanks a lot.